At 7:39, we jump in to take a look at some behavior of people that are less than honorable.
You have the Swiss cheese story, by the way?
Yeah, I've got an update on that.
Oh, boy.
We'll get around to that.
That's going to come back to us. Oh.
Yeah. Well, just to be honest with you, they captured him. They found him.
The Swiss cheese
abuser.
Yes. Amorous with the cheese.
The Swiss cheese abuser. Hold on a second. The guy shot himself in the face with his pants.
You should see the pile of stories he's got, folks. It's about, an inch and a half thick of weird stories.
It's
like in Good Morning Vietnam. The two burly men in the back are crossing off all the things we can't say on the radio. Nope, not this one. Not this.
All right, thanks, Tom, for derailing the segment. But this week, police in Philadelphia announced that they were searching for a man who was propositioning women to get frisky with him, that's right, with Swiss cheese. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the cops arrested him. He's 41 years old, and he had actually been busted for the exact same thing back in 2009. He's facing charges of indecent exposure, stalking, harassment, and abuse of a dairy product.
I didn't know that was against the law.
Well, it would be here. All right, so here we go. 44-year-old woman is on trial in England after she recently passed out drunk. She came to, saw her 69-year-old aunt walking around the house, and attacked her because she thought she was a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Auntie, you don't look good at all.
Drunk like a zombie.
Apparently, the aunt was drunk too, because she doesn't remember any of it, but woke up the next day with a fractured eye socket. Good God, man. How hammered do you have to be that you don't remember getting punched so hard you break your eye socket? Apparently, Aunt Eleanor will be facing possible charges as well. Their investigation continues. What a lovely family. Can you imagine being married to these two? In 2011, a 37-year-old woman was busted for shoplifting about $2,500 worth of stuff from a Macy's in Tennessee. And the charges against her were dropped when the court got her death certificate. Yeah, sure. I mean, if you're dead, what are they going to do, prosecute you? You know, that makes sense. I can understand why they did that. Sure. Except it turns out that she faked her death.
Nice.
And she was caught shoplifting again in March of 2012. She's now back in court facing additional charges and the ones that pended before. She tried to stab herself with a pen.
So that works, at least in Tennessee, where if you're accused of something in court, just send them a death certificate and then they just drop all the charges?
I mean, you know, in Hawaii, you can fake a birth certificate. Why can't you fake a death certificate in Tennessee?
Cut it out. God.
By the way, your commentary was pathetic.
I'm sure you enjoyed it.
All right, here we go. We now turn our attention to Springfield, Massachusetts. Three men robbed a food delivery guy at knife point in Springfield. This happened on Tuesday night of this week. They took the food that he was delivering, but no money. Then they tried to steal his car, but they had to flee on foot because none of them could drive a stick shift.
It's a lost art these days.
Isn't that sad? I mean, that's just sad, man. You can't drive a stick shift.
I haven't driven a stick in years. I wonder if it's like riding a bicycle, if it comes back to you.
Sure it is.
Can you still buy a stick for most regular cars?
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Most people don't, though.
I had a sedan that was a stick.
But most people don't anymore. It's all automatic transmissions.
I can understand, but I would want to. I don't know. If you're in heavy traffic, they suck.
Yeah.
But
you're trying to eat while you drive, they suck.
Who tries to eat while they drive?
Everyone.
I eat while I drive a
Who
lot.
Who doesn't eat when they drive?
Burritos are the best thing to try and eat while you
Except
drive.
Except you dump half of it on your lap and your shirt. So it's
not if you're...
You know, the lettuce and the mayonnaise.
Do you not... You wrap
falls
the
out.
Paper around it. What's the matter with you? On Friday morning, a burglar tried to break into a bar in Chicago. He was able to remove the lock but could not get in because the door said push and he kept trying to pull. I kid you not. He stood there for 3 minutes pulling and never once tried to push. He gave up. Police are trying to track him down.
Maybe he doesn't read English.
Maybe he's from the far side. Who knows? Good grief.
Oh, goody.
Mm.
The It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Waiting all day for this one.
Oscar nominations. Oprah apparently has been snubbed for The Butler. Well, at least she has that mega successful, well-respected network to fall back on. Oh, wait. Sandra Bullock was nominated for Gravity. Seriously, all I know is that if you can win an Oscar for being a space cadet, this year's Lifetime Achievement Award should go to Gary Busey. Martin Scorsese was nominated for The Wolf of Wall Street. He celebrated the news with his wife and eyebrows. Russell Johnson, who played the professor on Gilligan's Island, has passed away at the age of 89. Friends say he died doing what he loved, trying in vain to get people to refer to him as something other than the guy who played the professor on Gilligan's Island. Steven Spielberg is topping Forbes' list of most influential celebrities, coming in a close second. That's right, you guessed it, Bronson Pinchot. On Sunday, HBO is premiering Looking, which is a new show that's being called The Gay Sex and the City. I thought there already was a gay Sex and the City. It was called Sex and the City. All right, I got a question for you. After having relations with someone you met at eHarmony, do you smoke an e-cigarette? I was just wondering about that. I'll go back to this. Experts say white people will officially become a minority in California as early as March. When asked for their thoughts on the radically shifting demographics in their state, everyone in California responded, "Okay." An Iranian man has spent the last 60 years smoking animal poop and refusing to bathe, all the while setting the record for the cleanest cab driver in New York City.
Ooh.
A new study shows that consuming 2.5 alcoholic drinks a day can accelerate memory loss, which explains why so many guys at the bars forget they're married. And last but not least, police in Philadelphia have captured, that's right, the Swiss cheese abuser. We covered that just a moment ago. We're very, very glad that that has happened. The Swiss cheese abuser has been arrested. You know, I wonder if he said cheese when they took his mugshot. You know, seriously, though, the fact that he's been arrested, that really is Gouda news. Thank you. Thank you very much. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Use all the information contained therein for good. And not for evil, please.
They're weird out in L.A., man. I read a thing in the paper. They said they were going to try to outlaw. That's pissed me off. They're going to try to outlaw the big screen, real life handgun shooting video games because they say that that's what's wrong with the youth of America today. They're learning how to accurately shoot guns with video games. It's not a parenting problem. No. It's a video problem. They figured it out. Congratulations. Doesn't that piss you off when they have a genuine problem? You try to tack a solution to it that has nothing to do with the problem. It's a parenting problem, you know? I got a great idea. Don't outlaw those machines. Give them to the state troopers of California because they're some of the worst shots I've ever seen in my life. I saw a shootout once live on TV that went on for so long, eventually the criminal got frustrated and just shot himself. Did. And the cops are on TV whining about it, too. They're like, he's got on body armor. He's got on body armor. I'm watching it live on CNN going, I can see his head.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.